listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. What is a regional business manager in the Office of International Mission? We're going to learn about that. We're going to meet some of our regional business managers in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin by visiting cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me in studio today, regional business managers from all around the globe who serve with the LCMS Office of International Mission. Joining me in studio today, Joyce Erber. She's the regional business manager for the Africa region. Joyce, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been a while since we've had you in studio. It's so nice to get to see you face to face.
Yes, it's great to be back. Thank you.
Also joining us in studio today, Sam Borgward. He's regional business manager for the Asia region. Sam, welcome back.
Thanks, Andy. It's great to be back here.
Good to have you in studio as well.
Thank you.
And also joining us, Stan Stigden. He's regional business manager for Latin America and the Caribbean region. Stan, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here again. An opportunity to talk to the KFUO listeners.
I think the last time we talked was probably right before you were heading out to the field. Is that right?
It was with my lovely wife, Dana.
Yeah. So good to have you back in studio.
Thank you.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Mark Raby, Director of Missionary Recruitment for the LCMS Office of International Mission. That's a long title. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always a joy to be with you.
We get to talk about what it's like to serve as a regional business manager. What are some of the things you get to do as a regional business manager? We'll start with you, Sam. What are some of the things that a regional business manager does in Asia?
Yeah, good question, Andy. I mean, a regional business manager, you really are wearing a lot of hats. So primarily you're focused on the budget for your region. And that budget goes to support the missionaries deployed throughout the region, your partner churches that you work with, and any kind of, you know, projects that you're working. So primarily, you're the money person and you're watching the budget and just ensuring that our missionaries, our partners, those that we work with, have the resources and are equipped to then spread the gospel, plant Lutheran churches, show mercy in their context. So primarily budget. But then you're also involved in a lot of the strategy of the region as well, and ensuring that we are all aligned to spread the gospel, plant Lutheran churches, show mercy in the context that we serve. So it's a really diverse role.
Is there anything about unique about the Asia region where you serve to that regional business manager position?
Yeah, good question again. I think all of our regions are very linguistically, culturally, religiously diverse. However, in Asia, I've found that you can go 10 minutes in any direction and you're going to be hearing another language. I think it's probably very similar in Africa and in Eurasia as well. But you have to be, as a business manager, very comfortable in that ambiguity. And that comfort comes really from being firm in your faith, firm in your confession of faith, but then being able to incorporate that confession into a very linguistically, religiously, culturally diverse field that you serve in.
Joyce, anything you would add to that about the role of regional business manager?
Well, I say, like Sam said, there's so many diverse situations in each of our regions. And so you have to be flexible. And what's interesting, I think exciting, always has been for me, is to be involved in so many different kinds of ministries. You think about accounting as being sort of a dull, boring debits and credits. But what makes it exciting is how you use that and the impact it's having on people's lives. And I would think everybody in our region, the business, the missionaries, the partner churches, we touch every one of them in some way or another. You get to know the full ministry within our region in a way that's very special as a business manager.
Now, Stan, is there anything unique about the tropical region you get to serve in? Anything about Latin America and the Caribbean region that you would add to that for regional business manager?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the language. It's primarily Spanish across the entire Latin American and Caribbean region. There's some areas that are English speaking only, but Spanish, but the Spanish isn't the same. So if you learn Spanish in the Dominican Republic and you go to Uruguay or Paraguay or Chile, it's going to be different. And so, yeah, you have to learn those dialects. And as Sam said, kind of go with the flow, you know, the language challenges reflect in your communications. And so you think you've communicated in one way and you go, that's not what I really said. So you have to have patience and understanding. And, you know, the daily structure of each day is unique. You never know what's going to show up when you get into the office or log into your email. And that's what makes it exciting, is figure out how can we use the resources that are given by our partners in the best way to help the mission and the missionaries. And you know, that's very important to us as business managers, that those precious gifts that are given to us that are used in the way that they want them used for the mission of, as Sam said, spreading the gospel, planting Lutheran churches, and showing mercy.
Now, each of you have served in your position for a variety of time, a variety of years. Let's start with you, Joyce. How long have you been serving in your position?
Since 2012 is when I started as a regional business manager. But my husband and I were missionaries in Nigeria starting in 1987. My husband's a pastor and a theological educator, and we raised our kids. And I had been an accountant before we came to the field. And after our kids were out of high school, they sort of approached me and said, "You were an accountant before. Would you be interested in the regional business manager position?" And it took me a while to feel comfortable with it, but it's been such a wonderful growing experience for me, especially when I've gotten to know so many of the missionaries in different places in Africa, beyond just where I had served in Nigeria and Ghana. It's really been amazing.
Any idea how many languages you encounter in the areas that you serve across the region?
Well, just in Nigeria, there's 500 languages. So, and even the English, you know, as Stan was saying, in Latin America, when we moved from Nigeria to Ghana, which are both were British colonies, the English is the national language, we had to change our English because, again, it's different in those places.
Wow.
So.
Sam, tell us about how long you've been serving in the Asia region.
I'm coming up on 3 years now as the business manager for Asia. We're based in Taiwan, in Jiayi, Taiwan. So working with our regional director, Reverend Charles Ferry, there for about 3 years now.
Wow, 3 years.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it's been that long already.
It's in some ways, it's hard to believe it's been that long, but in some ways it feels like 30 years.
Stan, how about you?
Well, I feel like the rookie here. It's been about 10 months I've been serving as the regional business manager and just enjoying it every day.
Very good. You get to serve, all of you get to serve alongside others in the field. Now, Sam, you mentioned that your offices are based out of Jiayi, so you serve in a setting. Well, tell us about the setting where you get to serve. It's a unique setting.
It is a unique setting. Yeah, that's a very good way to put it. We're very blessed in the Asia region, in Taiwan specifically, to have a very strong and faithful partner church. And one of the blessings that they enjoy is a lot of property, a lot of congregations, a lot of buildings throughout Taiwan. And so they really provide us, and by us, I mean the LCMS missionaries, a place of residence and offices and classrooms and anything that we might need in Jiayi, Taiwan. So Jiayi is a smaller, by Asian standards, community, only around 500,000 people, in the middle of Taiwan. And so in that building is the Asia Regional Headquarters. And so just organically, about half of our missionaries are based in that building. And so we have residences in that building. And then on the other side of the building, we've got offices, classrooms, theological instruction area, and we've got theological educators, we've got Lutheran educators, we've got mercy workers, we've got sacred music educators. Mm. And it's, you know, as the business manager, it's really a blessing to be able to see the support that I provide to them then go into the planting of Lutheran churches and people being gathered around that God's word and sacrament in those Lutheran churches. So we've got a really good team in Taiwan and in the Asia region that I'm just proud to support.
How often do you get to interact with that team? Is it a daily basis or pretty frequently?
Oh yeah, definitely daily basis, especially for, you know, I live next to most of these people, so good neighbors and all that. And it's just a blessing to be able to form that community, which of course the Word of God and our confession is centered in. But then as a base then to go out into the community with that Word of God to intentionally spread that gospel, and then connect people with a local partner Lutheran church so that they can be sustained and continue to grow in their faith. A lot of times people think, oh, business managers, you know, we're debits and credits people. And there's not, you know, there's a line between quote unquote mission work and what we do. And really the way I like to see it is, you know, I'm a church planter as well, because I am supporting our theological educators who are teaching Taiwanese guys to serve as pastors. So everyone plays a role in church planting process, and business managers really play a critical role.
If you don't see yourself as a part of that mission, that I can't imagine how that, right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how that would even work.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stan, tell us about the setting where you get to serve.
I want to build on that just a little bit, because I think that's an important thing for the listeners to hear, is that missionaries are not just pastors or deaconesses or teachers. They are business managers, because you do need the business structure and framework around the mission to enable it. And so if you have those skills, you don't have to have been theologically trained. We want to be theologically aligned, but the theological training and even the language. I mean, I don't know Spanish fully yet. I'm taking Spanish classes. I'll be taking them for a couple of years to get my Spanish up to the level to make me even more impactful to that. So none of those are barriers to serve in the business management role. It's really having the work experience, the life experiences to handle the different aspects of that. And it's not just all about accounting. It's about contracts and strategy, as Sam mentioned, and so forth. So it's really a broad breadth of activities. That's what makes the role really exciting, is that it's never the same any day or week.
And Sam mentioned the sense of community that they have, where their residences are all close. Tell us about the setting where you get to serve.
Yeah, well, so I serve in Santiago, the city in the Dominican Republic that has close to 1 million people that live in it. So it's a very urban city. Our seminary is there for the region. That means that all of our professors live in the Santiago area. All of our church planters live in as long as the regional staff. And with that, we rent 11 houses and 9 apartments to support that. So we deal with the business management office, deals with all that support infrastructure there. We have 42 active church plants going on across the region. And so just lots of activity.
Wow. Joyce, I want to hear your story as well about your setting. We need to do that in just a moment, though. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll learn more about what it's like serving in Africa region as we talk with the regional business managers for LCMS, Office of International Mission, here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason. To use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today, we're talking with LCMS regional business managers serving in international settings with the LCMS Office of International Mission. And so we got to hear from Stan and Sam about the offices where they serve in their regions in Asia region and Latin America and the Caribbean region. Let's talk about Africa and the setting where you get to serve, Joyce. Both have mentioned having offices and being in close proximity to the others they serve. What's it like in the Africa region for you?
Well, we do have an Africa field office, which is located in Nairobi, Kenya. And our missionaries are sort of scattered to give us the most coverage of the Africa region. It's really, really large. We have about 18 different seminaries around the region that we're engaged with, helping these church partners to raise up their own pastors. And so my husband, being a theological educator teaching at the seminary in Ghana, I don't serve at the regional business office there in Nairobi, though in some ways I feel like I'm almost kind of virtually there almost every day. It works out nicely for me as far as the time difference goes, because when I start my day in Ghana, I've got all this work that's come in from Kenya. They're 3 hours ahead of me. So they get going on their day and they send me all this work. I work through that in the morning. Then after lunch, here comes the work from St. Louis. And so I feel like my day goes really well. When I visit them in Kenya, they're about almost 8 hour difference from St. Louis. So their work from St. Louis is coming into them almost at the end of their day. And so they don't really get to process and work out. They're almost, I feel like, a day later than St. Louis. I love being in Ghana because I feel like I'm able to deal with the work that's coming in from Kenya as well as from St. Louis and get it kind of all done right in a more timely manner. But what our setting is, I work out of my home. They're in Ghana, and Ghana, we're on the coast. It's their capital city. In some ways, it's a lot like Nairobi, except we're a lot hotter and humid. So we don't have this sense of community. But the internet has changed things so much that I'm calling up people in Kenya, or we have regular meetings. I actually supervise a lot of the staff in the field office. And so, and that's not been difficult at all, especially with the internet communication that we have, and very responsive. All of our bank accounts are in Kenya. I'm able, with the help of our staff in the Nairobi office, to manage those bank accounts. I don't have any bank accounts in Ghana that I'm dealing with. And so it sort of seems like an odd thing. I'm physically in Ghana, but in some ways I'm working, or doing a lot of my day is focused around Kenya and the field office in Kenya. And it's interesting how the internet has really opened that all up. So there's more possibilities and options for how you can work.
Joyce, I was just reflecting on that. We work across 9 countries, and you're exactly right. And so being able to interact on a regular basis through all the different communication methods we now have with the internet makes our job interesting and a lot easier, and enables us to be in 9 different countries. So even though our headquarters are in the Dominican Republic, we serve broadly across the total region.
How often would you say you get to see other missionaries from across the Africa region face to face? I know your daily work is done essentially virtually to connect with them and to carry out all the daily routines, but how often do you get to see each other face to face?
Well, it sort of goes in spurts.
Sure.
Like I would say, even this year, I was in Kenya, in January, in March, and I have another. So I mean, it's like every other month I'm over there. But that's unusual. Sometimes it's like twice a year or 3 times a year that I actually go over there. It's about a 6-hour flight from Ghana to Nairobi. So it's quite a distance between Ghana and Kenya. So it sort of comes and goes depending on the need and why we're meeting and what we're trying to accomplish. So we haven't really set up a schedule, except we do have our annual missionary retreat. And we also have a continuing education event where all the missionaries get together, usually in the fall. So at least those 2 times, if not more often, where I have something specific I need to do in the office.
Wow. That's 3 different time zones. That's quite a span. A 6-hour flight, that's quite a distance. Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing, though, that you're able to stay connected with and feel connected to the rest of the team across your region as well. Now, we've talked about Latin America and the Caribbean. We've talked about Asia. We've talked about Africa. That means there are some regions that are not included in the conversation today. Mark, what does that mean?
That means we do currently have a vacancy in Eurasia. So there is a need for a regional business manager in Eurasia to help support the work that goes on there. I mean, they're just, as you heard about many different cultures and languages, Eurasia is a place that has just that, many cultures and languages. We often think, because Europe is so similar in many ways to North America, it's not at all. And there is a lot of work to be done to spread the gospel.
And in addition to regional business managers, they're not lone rangers. There are others who serve alongside them in that field as well.
Yeah, excellent. There's we have roles for a communication specialist. We'd be able to have that message come to our listeners, in the LCMS, so that they can hear about the work and see about the work that is going on across the globe. A communication specialist would be that person in the field that would then work with LCMS communications so that people can hear about and see about the work we are doing across the globe. Church planters, theological educators, those are vital roles, as well as, volunteer coordinators. We have people that go on short-term teams that visit the field. They have mission education trips, or they're doing some form of mercy work. Someone has to be able to receive them, organize all that to happen. And so those are roles that are a great blessing to the field. If you look at our missionaries, kind of the makeup of the Office of International Mission, it's almost 50-50 church workers and lay people. So we do this together. It's critical as we spread the gospel and plant Lutheran churches and show mercy that we're doing that together, hand in hand.
Are there also associates?
Correct. Yes. Yes. There are a couple of vacancies that we're looking to fill in the associate regional business manager positions.
Tell us more about the associate regional business manager.
Well, actually, an RBM probably could tell. A regional business manager could share much more than I could, because they work with an associate.
Joyce?
Well, Sam has explained how we are taking care of our budget is really one of the biggest high-level functions that the regional business manager takes care of. But we have a lot of the mundane journal entries, taking care of bank accounts, taking care of little details, which if we can have someone who assists us with that sort of daily work, it really takes a lot of the daily work off our plate so we can focus in on some of the larger questions and get ahead of things so that we can take advantage of opportunities, perhaps, that we wouldn't be able to take advantage of because we're trying to keep up with journal entries. So that's why it's so nice to have an associate business regional business manager who can assist us with some more of those kind of details to free us up to be working with the regional director, maybe on the budget, on the strategy, looking at new work. Because this is, in fact, something we do look at. How do we enter a country? And we've been specifically, LCMS has been trying to teach us how to enter a country so that we have all the immigration in order, we have the legal entity in order, and we can really support a missionary and a missionary team going into a country. And that takes a lot of work from the business manager to kind of get that all in order. And if we're dealing with journal entries all the time, it's hard for us to get to that and really do the homework we need to do to enter a new country. So having that support in the business office is really, really makes a big difference.
What do you appreciate about getting to live and serve internationally? We have some opportunities here for both regional business manager and associate regional business manager. What do you appreciate about living and serving internationally? You know, Sam, you mentioned the close community that you have there. What do you appreciate about that? That might be appealing to someone who maybe has a similar skill set to yours, who might be a good match for this. What do you appreciate about living and serving internationally, Sam?
Yeah, good question. I think what I appreciate most about living and serving internationally is the ability to contribute to the planting of those Lutheran churches. And it really doesn't change whether you're in the U.S. or Taiwan. You know, you're called as people of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, working in the Word and the sacraments, and then getting to see that happen in faraway places such as Cambodia, Australia, Japan. It really opens your eyes and makes you appreciate, you know, all those Sunday school lessons mom made you go to, you know, don't take that for granted. I really appreciate that in your local context. You know, the Word of God is powerful and we're gathered into that congregation, and to see how our church partners really truly believe that and believe it to their core is really humbling and just something that I really appreciate about living internationally.
Joyce, you've been in the field the longest. What have you come to appreciate about living and serving internationally?
Well, I think the best people in the world are Africans. There's friendly. I'm an introvert. I'm an accountant, your typical accountant. But you can't be an introvert in Africa. The people reach out to you are so friendly and giving and loving. I especially in Ghana, you know, just anybody you meet on the street is willing to help you. And it's easy to talk about Jesus. I think in some ways, being a missionary in Africa is easier than being a missionary in the United States, just because everybody's very spiritual and they want to hear and they want to listen, and you can easily talk about your faith anywhere I've been in Africa, and which is something that I don't feel is such an easy thing in the U.S. anymore. So, and we raised a family there. We really enjoyed it. Really was a blessing to our children to grow up in Africa. So I feel it's been a great lifetime for us, such a blessing.
Stan, less than a year in the field, what are you learning to appreciate?
Well, I'm going to key off that word, learning. I'm learning to appreciate learning new things because, you know, having grown up in and spent all of my adult life in the United States primarily, but being immersed in the culture and learning how they do things differently, they practice Christianity differently. You know, while we have divine services, the divine services are set to tunes that are local to Latin America, and we follow a similar liturgy, but it's different, and that's just really enjoyable to experience the culture and the learning that's going on. And what Joyce said about, you know, the Dominican Republic and many Latin American countries, you can talk about Jesus, and the government doesn't say no, and that's refreshing. Now, it doesn't mean That's the neat opportunity we have is there's, you know, I talk about there are really two people that we're ministering to. There's the unchurched, and then there's the people who have the clouded gospel. And so the unchurched, we're telling them maybe the first time about Jesus. The other ones, they've got kind of a works righteousness associated with their belief in that. And to bring them the true gospel that it's Jesus paid for all of our sins and died for us, and we don't have to do anything, is a message that they need to hear. And that's a confessional message that we bring as the LCMS Church to the world.
So if you are looking for an opportunity to maybe explore, serve in another way, like Stan or Sam or Joyce, maybe have this skill set that would be useful as a regional business manager, what are some of the key things that would be valuable for that skill set that would be valuable to a regional business manager or associate regional business manager?
They've shared much of the skills they have. You don't necessarily have to be a CPA, but have that business background, a bachelor's degree. You know, love to have a conversation. There's many opportunities to serve in that business role, even a project management role as well. But they can certainly reach out to me and we can have a conversation to learn more about those roles. I think you've heard very much the skill sets and that they have, and how if someone hears that and says, hey, that's me, I think I could do that. I'm interested to learn more. I think that wanting to serve, that heart for mission, that desire to be a student really and learn. We're always students in the field as missionaries. We're always learning from other people, learning the culture. But business management skills, at least a degree in business, and we can talk more.
I think there's an opportunity to do some shadowing.
Yes,
come down on a short-term team, or if after a conversation with you, Pastor Raby, come down and shadow the business team and see what we do. And I know we have someone that I talked to a couple months ago that might come down and do that. So we're very open to that also.
As well as we do have mission education opportunities. Maybe you don't want to go by yourself. Maybe there's a congregation or you want to join another congregation doing a mission education trip. Those are opportunities as well that we have on our LCMS website for short-term teams.
Good. And that's at servenow.lcms.org.
Correct.
And the opportunities that we're talking about today for regional business manager and associate regional business manager can be found at
lcms.org under the employment section on the very bottom of the page.
lcms.org/careers. I think
yes.
You can find that
Correct.
There as well. And then how to get in touch with you if they want to talk, if they have more questions about serving internationally.
They can email me directly, mark.rabe, so mark.rabe at lcms.org.
Very good. Well, thank you all for spending this time with me today. It's been just a delight to have this time to sit in studio with you and hear about your life and service internationally. My guest today, Joyce Erber, Regional Business Manager for the Africa region. Joyce, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sam Borgwart, he is the Regional Business Manager for the Asia region. Sam, thanks so much.
You're welcome. It's always great to be here.
And Stan Stignan, Regional Business Manager for Latin America and the Caribbean region. Stan?
Thank you, Andy.
And Dr. Mark Raby, the Reverend Dr. Mark Raby, Director of Missionary Recruitment for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.